Once upon a time, in a small village, there lived a curious little girl named Lily. Lily had a big, fluffy cat named Whiskers. Lily loved her cat, and they were the best of friends. One sunny morning, Lily decided to go on an adventure with Whiskers. They packed a small bag with snacks and set off into the forest. The forest was full of tall green trees and colourful flowers. Birds chirped happily and butterflies fluttered by. Lily and Whiskers walked deeper into the forest. Along the way, they met a friendly squirrel named Sammy. Sammy had a bushy tail and loved to climb trees. Lily and Sammy became fast friends. As they walked together, Lily learned about the different animals and plants in the forest. Sammy taught her about the tall oak trees, the chirping crickets, and the buzzing bees. After a while, they came across a beautiful lake. The water was clear and spark-lead in the sunlight. Lily and Sammy watched as ducks and swans swam gracefully on the lake. Lily learned the names of the animals, ducks, swans, and fish. Lily and her new friends decided to have a picnic by the lake. They shared sandwiches, apples, and cookies. It was a delicious meal, and they all laughed and chatted. As the day went by, the sun began to set. Lily thanked Sammy and Whiskers for their company. They walked back to the village, feeling happy and content. From that day on, Lily, Whiskers, and Sammy had many more adventures together. They explored the forest, visited the lake, and learned about the wonderful world around them. Lily knew that with her friends by her side, every day was an exciting new journey. Once upon a time, in a vast and colourful savanna, there lived a regal young gazelle named Clara. Clara was a vision of elegance, with long, slender legs, graceful antlers, and doe-like eyes that sparkled with wisdom. Clara's world was the sweeping savanna, where she lived in harmony with her family, a noble herd of gazelles. But Clara was different from the other gazelles. She possessed a sense of grace and a love for the arts, particularly dance. One enchanting morning, as Clara practiced her graceful dance moves in the golden grass, she overheard a story about a harmony festival taking place in a distant land. The festival celebrated the beauty of the arts and brought together creatures from all corners of the world. Clara's heart filled with excitement, and she decided to journey to the Harmony Festival to showcase her dance. With her loyal friend, a clever meerkat named Max, as her guide, Clara set off on a quest to reach the festival and share her artistry. Their journey led them through the breathtaking savanna, where they made friends with a variety of animals along the way. Ella, the wise elephant, Leo, the playful lion cub, and Bella, the melodious bird. As Clara and Max ventured into unfamiliar lands, Clara's graceful dancing captured the hearts of all they encountered. They danced with fireflies under a starry sky, performed a rain dance to bring life to a parched desert, and even organized a grand dance-off among the festival attendees. Through every dance and performance, Clara's heart swelled with joy, and she realized that the true art of dance was not just in the movements, but in the emotions and connections it evoked. As Clara and Max returned to the savannah, they brought with them stories of their breathtaking journey and a newfound appreciation for the beauty of the arts. Together with their friends, they vow to celebrate artistry and the bond of friendship in their homeland, ensuring that the savannah remained a place of elegance and harmony for generations to come. Once upon a time, in a tranquil wetland nestled beneath the golden sun, lived a graceful young flamingo named Felicity. Felicity was a vision of beauty, with rosy feathers, slender legs, and a graceful neck that swayed like a willow in the breeze. Felicity's world was a shimmering oasis, surrounded by fragrant lily pads and towering reeds. Her family, a flock of elegant flamingos, danced through the waters with poise and grace. But Felicity was different from the other flamingo chicks. She had a passion for dance that set her apart. One radiant morning, while practicing her elegant dance moves by the water's edge, Felicity discovered a dazzling, sparkling tiara half buried in the mud. The tiara was adorned with shimmering gems and precious pearls, and it sparkled like the morning sun on the water. Felicity's heart fluttered with excitement. She knew this discovery marked the beginning of an extraordinary adventure. With her loyal friend, a nimble dragonfly named Dash, she embarked on a quest to uncover the secrets of the wetlands and the hidden treasures they held. Their journey led them through a tapestry of breathtaking landscapes, lush swamps, serene ponds, and serene willow groves. Along the way, they made friends with a colorful cast of creatures: Lily, the wise turtle; Rio, the cheerful river otter; and Zara, the melodious songbird. As Felicity and Dash ventured deeper into the wetlands, they encountered challenges that tested their determination and creativity. They helped an injured heron find its way home, built a safe nest for a lost baby duckling, and even organized a grand water ballet for the wetlands' residents. Through every dance and adventure, Felicity's heart grew larger, not just for her family and friends, but for the magnificent world around her. She realized that true beauty wasn't found in the sparkling tiara, but in the bonds of friendship and the wonders of the wetlands. As Felicity and her friends returned to their graceful flock, they brought with them stories of their adventures and a newfound appreciation for the harmony of the wetlands. Together, they vowed to protect their home and the creatures that lived there, ensuring that the wetlands remained a place of elegance and wonder for generations to come. Once upon a time, in a charming cottage nestled atop a serene hill, lived a young boy named Tom. Tom was a cheerful child, with golden hair, sparkling blue eyes, and a perpetual grin that could brighten anyone's day. Tom's world revolved around books. He found solace in the stories that unfolded within their pages, each one offering a new adventure. One fateful day, as he rummaged through the dusty drawers of his cozy cottage, he stumbled upon a peculiar key. This key bore enigmatic symbols etched into its surface. Curiosity sparked within Tom's heart. He couldn't help but wonder what mysteries this key held, what secrets it could unlock. Although he had no inkling of the door it was meant for, Tom felt that this key marked the beginning of an extraordinary journey. With determination in his eyes, Tom embarked on a quest to unravel the key's enigma. Armed with a piece of parchment and his vivid imagination, he meticulously sketched a map. This map led him to believe that a hidden cave lay deep within the heart of the neighboring forest, a place untouched by most. The adventure had only just begun when Tom made the acquaintance of companions who would become inseparable friends. As he wandered through the dense woods one day, he followed the melodious chirping of a bird. To his astonishment, he discovered a talking rabbit. The rabbit expressed a deep desire to join Tom on his adventure, and thus began an unbreakable bond. Venturing further into the forest, Tom and his newfound rabbit friend encountered a talkative squirrel and an owl that seemed to have a touch of magic about her. Each of these enchanting creatures played a crucial role in solving the mystery of the key and partook in countless adventures alongside Tom. As they journeyed on, the bond between these companions grew stronger with each challenge they faced. Together, they climbed towering mountains, crossed vast lakes, and even came to the rescue of a fairy kingdom that had fallen into peril. Through it all, they realized that the true treasure of their quest was the deep and enduring friendship they had formed. The world they explored was filled with wonder and enchantment, and their friendship served as a guiding light through the darkest of times. They discovered that when hearts are open and friends stand together, even the most extraordinary adventures become possible. Once upon a time, in the heart of the African savannah, a playful baby elephant named Ellie took her very first steps. Ellie had big bright eyes, a trunk that wiggled with curiosity, and ears that fluttered like giant fans. Ellie's world was a vast expanse of grasslands, towering baobab trees, and endless blue skies. Her family, a close-knit herd of elephants, watched over her with love and care. But Ellie was different from the other baby elephants. She was born with a sense of adventure that was as big as her heart. One sunny day, while exploring the savannah with her best friend, a mischievous meerkat named Miko, Ellie stumbled upon a hidden cave. Inside the cave, they discovered a treasure chest filled with sparkling gems and colorful beads. Ellie's eyes twinkled with excitement. Ellie's discovery marked the beginning of an extraordinary adventure. With Miko by her side, she embarked on a quest to uncover the secrets of the savannah and the stories hidden within its vast landscapes. Their journey took them through lush forests, across rushing rivers, and up the slopes of towering mountains. Along the way, they made friends with animals of all shapes and sizes. Savvy the wise old lion, Tessa the graceful giraffe, and Kobe the mischievous monkey. As they ventured deeper into the savannah, Ellie and her friends encountered challenges that tested their courage and teamwork. They helped a lost herd of zebras find their way home, rescued a stranded baby rhinoceros, and even outsmarted a cunning crocodile. Through every adventure, Ellie's heart grew larger, not just for her family and friends, but for the beautiful world around her. She realized that true wealth wasn't found in the sparkling gems of the cave, but in the bonds of friendship and the wonders of the savannah. As Ellie and her friends returned home to the herd, they brought with them stories of their adventures and a newfound appreciation for the harmony of the savannah. Together, they vowed to protect their home and the creatures that lived there, ensuring that the African savannah remained a place of beauty and wonder for generations to come.